Ms. Lawrence reported that she was asked to carry out a language and social communication disorder assessment for Lee and discussed with Carol a lot of background information, and there were significant behavioral issues. There were also concerns and reports coming from the school relating to David's behavior. Ms. Lawrence said that she has a forensic background and the behaviors that were coming to light were of concern. Lee had a history of fire setting, stealing food. There are reports from the school of Lee threatening the other students. Lee has been known to carry sticks and wave them around in a threatening manner. He has an interest in Osama bin Laden, a fascination with bombing. There are also issues with Lee's inappropriate use of the internet, hacking into the school's computer and accessing inappropriate websites. Lee was also from a very young age refusing to be medically examined due to infections redacted, the thing. Ms. Lawrence stated that she was unable to make a diagnosis due to his complex behavioral issues. Claire also queried a psychiatric assessment to be completed jointly with Dr. Nyrak. Katrina Moore, social worker, advised that Ms. Lawrence had brought a lot of Lee's behavioral issues together. She also stated that redacted, the thing, Ms. Thompson said that she has had Lee in her care for over 2 years and he was with his previous foster carer for 9 months, and when Lee arrived with her he was just beginning to become sore in his redacted, the thing, and there was a terrible smell. Ms. Thompson took Lee to the hospital and he was given antibiotics for an infection. Katrina advised that another appointment was booked for Lee at the hospital. He had no issues going to the appointment, but as it came to the examination he would not allow it to go ahead, and this has been every time he has been for an examination, no matter how many strategies that professionals have put in place. Katrina said that there was no indefinite pattern for Lee's bleeding. A professionals meeting was held in October 2010 and Katrina wished for Oaktree to be involved, unfortunately, due to Lee not disclosing any history of sexual abuse against him, so they would consider their ability unable to work with Lee. Katrina advised that she has spoken with Lee regarding the bleeding redacted, the thing. Lee states that he wishes for the bleeding to stop, however he will not engage with any professionals or Carol as to why he does it. Katrina said that she has explored with her team leader Janet Knight the option recommended by the community pediatrician, wished to try and gain an order that would allow Lee to be examined under anesthetic. However, Ms. Nerva stated that there is no such order. Ms. Nerva asked how Lee reacted when it came to him being examined. Ms. Thompson said that Lee has allowed a swab to be taken from his groin area only once. She said that one day Lee was so poorly he could hardly walk and had a very high temperature. When it came to him being examined and he laid on the table, his heartbeat went out of control. Ms. Thompson has fears that he may get blood poisoning if this carries on. Katrina raised the issue concerning Lee's behavior. She stated he is a very manipulative young man. Lee was very angry with his brother David's previous foster carers and they proceeded to post their details on internet sites. This resulted in Ms. Muckley receiving junk mail and a lot of unwanted phone calls. When Katrina brought David and Lee to the office, they both denied it. When Katrina advised that this will be escalated to the police, Lee finally owned up. He had, however, created this bravado and had said that he had nothing to do with it initially. Within school, it seems that Lee gets paid to do dances in the playground, which have been posted on YouTube. He is also known to have stolen a school laptop. He has also put his own details onto the internet and stated that he wishes for people to know where he lives and what school he goes to. Lee also finds that mocking his brother's new carers because they are gay is funny and repeatedly winds David up. Ms. Thompson described Lee to at times Lee can be sadistic and callous with no regard for other people's feelings. Ms. Thompson advised that she feels that although they are able to keep Lee safe and the other children within the property, she does not feel that she can provide for his needs and feels that he needs to be cared for 24 hours a day. Ms. Thompson said that day-to-day Lee does not really interact with their family and spends most of his time in his bedroom on his computer. Mr. Thompson caught Lee on the internet yesterday and he had gone and bought himself a dongle so he could access the internet. Ms. Thompson stated that he is not allowed access due to the inappropriate things that he looks up, the language that he uses on social networking sites such as Facebook. She said if Lee dislikes someone and can be very nasty and bitter towards them. Ms. Thompson says that she has a great attachment to Lee and he is a nice lad. She feels that he needs mothering as he has not been nurtured and loved. Ms. Thompson said that sometimes Lee really does know what he is doing, and she feels he needs to be looked after properly. She said that Dr. Nyrak just seems to have prescribed him tablets and he has been left. Katrina advised that Lee does not communicate or interact well with people and she can see the fear in Lee and the vulnerable side to him. he does try but finds it very awkward. Katrina said that Lee will communicate when he is ready to, as he has shared in the past, if there are things that he does not like. Daryl St. Julian from the Oak Tree asked Katrina what the background was of the family. Katrina advised that there was severe neglect of the children, which were ongoing. The family was originally opened as child in need, then escalated to child protection. Mum and dad had separated and there were incidents of domestic violence. However, Lee and David have never disclosed any sexual abuse against them. Lee and David lived with their father for a while before they were put into care. The home environment was poor and the children were found taking food out of the bins. Mr. Harris has been in and out of the mental health hospital and suffers from depression. Daryl St. Julian has spoken with his senior managers and he is prepared to offer Ms. Thompson with direct support and would offer a consultation. Lee has talked about some parts of his life. Katrina advised that this was a big step forward for Lee. Lee is also very concerned about the girls being at home. Ms. Thompson stated that Lee has spoken about his siblings being abused, but is adamant that her has never been sexually abused. Katrina advised that Lee does not wish to have life story work and this has been offered to him on more than one occasion. Ms. Thompson did state that Lee is a nice lad, but can be very unpredictable and dangerous, and she worries what will happen when he has to come out of foster care. Lee sees his mum every 3 weeks on her own. He also has contact with his brother and his mum. There has been an issue about contact with Lee's younger siblings. Mum has also encouraged Lee and David to work in a shop where they get sweets. Lee has reported to Katrina that contact with Mum is fine, however contact between Lee and David is can be agitated, mainly provoked by Lee. And Ms. Thompson stated that Lee will always lose things. Lee and David do go and see Mum when they are not supposed to. David has shouted at Lee, thinking that he told social services that they were seeing Mum, but Ms. Thompson had informed David it was her. Katrina advised that they have had some issues with Lee's father. Mr. Harris always struggled with contact, but he would go out of his way to ensure that it went ahead. Supervised contact was set up the year before last. However, Mr. Harris received a text from Lee asking if he was coming for contact. Unfortunately, Lee wrote the text in capital letters. Mr. Harris was very upset by this text, as felt like Lee was shouting at him. He told Lee off and stated that the text was disrespectful. Mr. Harris was also known to behave inappropriately around the children, swearing at them. Ms. Thompson reported that Lee decided he no longer wished to have contact with his father. However, the odd text gets sent and they do speak on Facebook. David and Lee's behavior can be very much like their father's. School. Ms. Anthony reported that she met Lee in year 8 and worked with him for a year to provide extra support. Initially, Lee came from Bromston School with very limited information regarding his needs, so the school were unsuccessful in achieving a statement for him. Ms. Anthony advised that it took 2 years to gather evidence to apply for a statement, which was successful. Lee has presented as a very complex child in school with clear difficulties around his challenging behavior. Ms. Anthony referred to the school chronology and incidents reports, making reference to the incident with the stick. Ms. Anthony stated that in the context of this incident, Lee was playing with the stick. There was a concern he may hit someone, but that he used it as though he were a young child playing. Ms. Downs stated that she feels Lee is continuing to shut people out and it has become even more difficult to engage with Lee. Ms. Thompson and Katrina referred to Lee's behavior during his PEP review as being such that he would only participate in discussion when it's something he wanted to answer, and frequently used the term, "I don't know," when he did not want to answer. Ms. Downs stated they were awaiting the speech and language assessment to help better support Lee around his social communication needs. Subsequent to this meeting, Ms. Nerva sought advice from Paul Brightwell regarding concerns about Lee's interest in Osama bin Laden and terrorism and whether this should be reported to the police. Paul has responded and Ms. Moore and Ms. Nerva need to agree the way forward. Seek psychiatric advice from Dr. Nirak ASAP. Ellington and Hearson School to progress Lee's statement. Network meetings to be held around Lee and the carers to allow Lee to be re-parented. This would be more beneficial than any therapeutic therapy. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.